Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome in, Hoop fans. Terrence Arnie, along with the coach, Mike Hall. We're here for this sectional action in girls' sectional, sectional number 29. We join this midway through the second quarter. It's the Bulldogs on top of a very feisty South Dearborn team. 12-8 the score so far, Mike.
Yeah, it's two teams playing hard, very young girls, and trying their best in the sectional. And it's an interesting game, no doubt.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, as a basket goes in there for the for South Dearborn to try to keep pace, 12-10 the score. A little sloppy in the first quarter. It looks like they've kind of straightened that issue out, Mike, and the basketball game is breaking out now.
It is. I thought maybe there were some nerves early, but you're right. A lot of turnovers on both teams, and that's been as a result, I think, of a lot of effort.
A steal there by the Knights. Lakota Vincent, she's going to bring it back up the floor. They work the ball around to the near corner. Ball rests with Gracie Mesmore. And a would-be steal there for the Bulldogs. They complete the steal. Another turnover, and there's been a plethora of them for both squads. Bulldogs work it inside, up and under. Shot no good for Maddie Haskamp. And that one's going to be thrown away out of bounds, and another turnover.
South Dearborn, Terrence, has been content to be in a zone down there, and they've caused Batesville some problems. You know, they scored 4 points real early there, and then it's been pretty thin after that.
Yeah, you're definitely right there. After the Bulldog turnover, Lady Knight's going to work the ball back down the court. They try to trap in the corner, looking to force a turnover, and they do. Nice steal there by Sophie Gazelle. She tracks it down, dumps it inside. A lot of contact underneath, no call, and they wrestle for a rebound, and then a foul is called, but it's called on the Bulldogs to their dismay.
Well, Batesville has certainly had some nice shots close to the basket. They just haven't converted, and as a result, South Dearborn's been able to hang around.
Yeah, the Bulldogs need to be careful. Not a team you want to keep hanging around like they are. 12-10 is your score. Knights going to release a three from this near wing, nothing doing, all the way over the goal and out of bounds. So with 2:02 left in this first half, Bulldogs are going to bring it up the floor with a two-point lead.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Terrence. They didn't want to mess around because sectional time here, everybody enjoys sneaking up as an underdog.
Yeah, we joked off the air that these teams are playing like they had a game against each other tomorrow night.
Yeah.
As if this one didn't count. But in the lane and in the spin cycle goes Sophie Gazelle. She's fouled on the way to the basket. She'll come and shoot two.
Yeah, Gazelle found a little lane there in that zone and was able to take it in there, get the spin move, couldn't finish, but she did get fouled.
Sophie's good from the first free throw. That gives the Bulldogs a three-point advantage, and she's got another shot coming. Good for both. The Bulldogs extend their lead now. It's a two-possession game as the Bulldogs able to get another steal. Ball never even got across midcourt. But not to be outdone, the Bulldogs turn it over right back to the Lady Knights.
Turned it right back over, exactly.
I'm walking up the floor now for the Knights is Wisman. Hands it off to Cottrell. Cottrell down the lane. Oh. Strong shot, hard off the back iron. Bulldogs off and running. Bringing it up the floor for the Dogs is Weedman. She sends it over to the left wing. A three ball off the front iron. And on the rebound, we've got a foul call. Going to go against the Dogs again. This one is going to go against the Bulldogs, Sydney Campbell. Campbell, just a freshman, but has been able to give Coach Taylor good minutes and key moments throughout the regular season.
Yeah, they're obviously playing some younger kids, and future looks bright for Batesville.
Knights, meanwhile, start to work it around the arc as they bring the ball into across the timeline. Two steps inside the three-point line. That shot's going to dribble out, and the Bulldogs again off and running with Catherine. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound, Bulldogs tried to pass it out for another shot. Instead, turns it over again.
Wow.
So with just 35 ticks left on the clock, Bulldogs most likely will go into the halftime with a lead. They do get a steal. Kathman comes out of the pack. She's going to go coast to coast. Puts it up on the glass and in. The hoop will count, and she'll have an opportunity, Coach, for the old-fashioned three-point play.
That's right, and they needed that basket. That's a nice and one to give them a little bit of space on the scoreboard.
And with all honesty, this probably should be a double-digit game by now, but the Bulldogs, not just with the turnovers, poor shooting in the first half, the poor shooting from the charity stripe has allowed the Knights to stay in this
one. Yep, yep.
As they don't complete the three-point play, it'll be the Knights that'll get the last shot here. Three ball, near corner, off the front rim, rebound Knights. A little baseline dribble inside. They get another putback, still no good, and now the Bulldogs secure it. And just a full-court heave, and they had plenty of time to dribble a lot closer, Mike, but she just took the baseball throw instead, and double zeros on the clock will end this first half. Bulldogs 16, the Knights 10. We'll be back with our half game, our halftime show, excuse me, right after these words from our sponsors here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your Green Haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower, perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
We all make preparations for our family's well-being in case of an accident or job loss, but it's just as important to plan ahead for the inevitable, to record and communicate our end-of-life wishes to help ease the stress and emotional burden on our families. Helping our neighbors plan ahead with no cost or obligation is what Gilliland Howe Funeral Home does best. Planning your own funeral arrangements in advance is one of the greatest gifts you can give your loved ones. It can help eliminate guesswork for your family, and with our complimentary assistance, it's actually very simple to do. Give us a call at Gilliland Howe Funeral Home.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
And welcome to the Halftime Show here from Sectional 29. And this first game, opening round for this sectional, you got the Batesville Bulldogs taking on the South Dearborn Knights. Terrence Arney alongside the coach, Mike Hall. And coach, this one has been a rough going here for the first two quarters of play. The Bulldogs look to really impose their will in those first 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Kept the ball on their offensive end of the floor. They led 4-0. And then I'm not sure what happened next.
Well, a little hard to explain, but obviously Batesville wants to play a little bit up pressure, up tempo, wants to pressure after scores and things like that. And they were effective for a while. Then all of a sudden they stopped scoring. South Dearborn got the ball down a little bit, made them play defense, and it kind of changed the tone a little bit. And, you know, the thing is, at sectional time, you just can't mess around very long because you don't get time back. And regardless of what you think you should be doing, you got to do it on the scoreboard. And neither team shot very well, but Batesville maybe a little better. Obviously, a little bit more size there, and they took advantage for a six-point lead. But I agree, as you said earlier, it should be a double-digit lead. But credit South Dearborn, they didn't let it happen.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, too, as you mentioned, you know, we're not really seeing the execution out on the floor. But when the South Dearborn Knights were able to pull within one possession, all of a sudden the belief factor kicks in, and now South Dearborn believes they belong.
Sure.
It's going to be interesting as we continue throughout this game.
Well, that's true. Now, I'll just throw out one stat here. I had them 3 for 26 from the field the first half, 12%. And you can do a lot of believing there, but you got to do some scoring at some point, or it's for naught. So, you know, bless their hearts. They had some good shots, just didn't convert. But they certainly made it interesting.
No doubt about it. What do you got there for the entire scoring?
Let me go through here. For South Dearborn, again, 3 for 26 from the field, 1 for 12 from the three-point line, 8%. They did go 4 for 6 from the free throw line. They did get to the free throw line a little bit, did a nice job of making people come out and play them. So to their credit there, they were led in scoring by Gracie Messmore with 7, and Bernadette Wisman with 3, and that was their 10 points. I had them for 12 turnovers, and, you know, one time it looked like they were going to make about twice that many.
Yeah.
But to their credit, they did calm down, take care of the ball, and start get some good shots. The Bulldogs, on the other hand, of Batesville, go 6 for 23 from the field, 26%, a notch better, 2 for 9 from three-point land, 3 for 7 from the free throw line. They make 11 turnovers, and, you know, that's just not going to get them where they need to be,
I'm sure.
I'm sure Coach Taylor's talking about that at halftime. They were led in scoring by Kathman and Gassell, both with 5 points. So we've got one half done in the sectional, and they've got their legs underneath them. So we'll see if they come out a little cleaner play this half.
Well, I'm sure, as you mentioned, both coaches are mentioning these points that you brought out here in the locker rooms as we speak. Bulldogs, in fact, are back out on the floor already, ready to get into their mid-game shoot-around. As they do, we'll step out. We come back. We will have live action of the second half here from Lawrenceburg. We're bringing you Sectional 29, Bulldogs 16, Lady Knights 10. And we'll be back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Lawfree Valley Ag, serving southeastern Indiana from locations in Osgood, Versailles, and Dillsboro, has an oil sale going on now through the end of March. They're already your go-to for top-tier Country Mart fuel. Make them your go-to for oil, LP propane, and farm petroleum. Checked out their retail store lately? Need something for the farm, garden, or do-it-yourself project? They've got it at the Osgood store. Lawfree Valley Ag. You already go there for Country Mart fuel. Stop in for everything else you need to.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the Boost Cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of girls high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Napoleon State Bank, Great Plains Communications, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, and Lafferty Valley Ag. Terrence Arney here alongside the coach, Mike Hall, for sectional 29 first round action, and it's the Bulldogs have the halftime lead 16-10. And Mike, we're hoping things clean up just a bit here in the second half.
We'll see what happens after the time, after the halftime. Set play by the Knights there to get a good shot, but missed.
And it's the Bulldogs that are going to end up with the rebound. They come out of that stack, and they are off and running. Gazelle puts one up, no good. Bulldogs get the rebound to go right back up. And it was Lydia Haskamp that had the putback. She was fouled on the way up, so she will shoot two.
Well, you're right, boy. They came out, pushed the ball down the court, and got some good results.
So whether it was the orange slices or the Gatorade, these young ladies come back out here in the third quarter, rejuvenated, ready to go. Haskamp good on the first free throw, making it the largest Bulldog lead of the night at 7. And make that up, stays at 7. But the Bulldogs do get a rebound off the miss. They put it right back up and in, and this time it was Claire Sainer with the putback. Bulldogs now with a 9-point lead, and they go to full court pressure immediately, harassing the Knights, trying to get them up the floor. And because of that pressure, Bernadette Wisman is going to throw this one away. And the Bulldogs will retain possession here on their offensive end of the floor. Kathman now walks it across the timeline, goes straight inside. They kick it out to the wing. And right underneath, Sainer had it briefly. Shot missed. Knights, another putback. And this one from Sophie Gazelle is good. It's 21-10, just like that. You got a double-digit lead for the Bulldogs, and that happened really quick.
It did. That was by intent. I could tell. I'm sure Coach Taylor had that in mind coming out of halftime.
And we're going to take a 30-second timeout as the stoppage on the floor. We'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of sectional 29 action brought to you tonight in part by Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Nobby Mower Shop, Margaret Mary Health, and Gilliland Howe Funeral Home. 7:06 left here in the third quarter. Bulldogs on a nice little run here to open up this second half. They lead 21-10, but the Knights not going anywhere just yet. Cantrell works it down to the near corner. And then another Knight turnover. The Bulldogs weave this one back down the floor. Gazelle has it. Nice pass off inside. Was looking for Lydia Haskamp. And there's going to be another foul called against the Knights.
Give credit to the Knights there. They blocked out very nicely on that shot and I think got an over-the-back foul.
And with that, Maddie Haskamp's going to come have a seat on the bench.
Oh, boy.
That was Maddie's third foul. And despite the Bulldog pressure, Knights get it up. They get it over into the corner. Three ball on the way off the side of the rim, out of bounds. And I'm not sure if Coach Mesmore wanted that quick shot.
I'd be surprised.
So 6:25, Bulldogs back with the ball and the lead. Cross court pass, dangerous, picked off by the Knights. Back the other way go the Knights. And that shot is going to be blocked as Wiseman tried to get it off quickly. Bulldogs coming back the other way. Sidney Campbell and a huge collision. And Campbell is going to be called with the charge.
Wow. She comes up a little bit gimpy, too.
Coach Taylor wants an explanation. He felt like Campbell was impeded and the defender was late sliding over, but that's not how the officials saw it.
Well, they call it differently.
Across the timeline now for the Knights. Wiseman battling underneath. Shot no good. Rebound. And they kick it out to the near wing. Three ball. And it's good for number 23, Zoe Heiser. That's a bright spot for these Lady Knights there.
Certainly is. They needed that badly.
Sainer has it up top, works it around, then back inside for Haskamp. Excuse me, for Campbell, rather. And Campbell's going to be fouled on the entry pass.
Yeah, that zone defense collapsed on her there, and they got a little bit too aggressive.
Bulldogs with a double stack up at the top of the key and right down the center of the lane goes Haskamp, and her shot will roll off the rim. Good looking set play for the Dogs there on that inbound, but they just did execute. And a reach in foul. I don't believe this one is going to go against Sophie Gazelle's. Gazelle.
You know, Terrence, those are kind of plays that have kept this game from getting really spread out, because those shots you need to make those.
Steal from the Bulldogs, coast to coast, straight down the lane, running the floor like a gazelle. Sophie puts gazelle. It up for two.
Yep.
You see what I did there, Mike? Running like a gazelle. You like that?
Very good. Wordsmith.
Back the other way for the Knights, and getting back on transition defense. The Bulldogs stopped what should have been an easy layup.
Knights did a nice job breaking the press and had a nice shot, and you're right. They did get back and covered up.
So 23-13, Bulldogs by 10. Knights are going to inbound this one side out on the opposite side of the floor and nearly throw this one away. But that does leave a hole for Catherine to jump in between. Races to the basket, lays it up. Nice finish with the right hand. Bulldogs kind of feeling it now. Their defense really starting to bother the Lady Knights. Knights have it on the near wing. Send it down on the baseline. And that's where Wiseman will pick things up. Wiseman kicks it back out. Thought about a three instead. Drives, then kicks it out from the left wing. Three ball off the front rim. And Haskamp skies above everybody for that rebound. Then gets it off to Gazelle again down the lane and thinks she may have banged knees with the defender there. She goes down. She gets up, but slowly.
We've seen some collisions here this half just through aggressive play.
So after the foul, that was called on Gracie Mesmore. That's Gracie's third foul. And that will allow Sophie to step to the line for two. She able to connect on the first, and she's got another one coming.
Got them both.
And with that, the Bulldogs now with their largest lead, 27-13. Bulldogs kind of righted the ship here in this third quarter, but a nice, which should have been a nice fast break opportunity for the Knights. They work it all the way down and just get to the trigger man right underneath the basket, and they fumble the bag.
Couldn't make the catch.
Bulldogs again back on offense, look to dump it down on the right block, but blocked and stolen by the Knights. Bringing it back up the floor, standing at the top of the key. It's Vincent. Vincent now fakes left, goes right. Another steal. Campbell going to bring it up the floor. Campbell, full head of steam. Pass off to the corner for Sainer. Sainer, 1 foot inside the three, and the ball will not drop for him. They're going to say this one was out of bounds, that the Knights stepped on the end line, so it'll remain Bulldog ball underneath their own basket. Seems to be some type of officials timeout here. Perhaps something going on in the crowd.
I think they may have asked someone to leave.
That was quick. He must have been given.
He must. I didn't hear anything, really.
Now he's got on a hoodie that says Mesmore on the back of it. So there may be some relation there between that young man and the head coach.
Maybe.
Or at best, Gracie Mesmore, who also might be some relation to the coach. Bulldogs working all the way around after we resume play, and a nice shot.
Nice three-pointer.
A nice three-pointer for Katherman.
Katherman is just a freshman, really doing a nice job.
Yeah, strong minutes all year long for Coach Taylor, and you can see she's earned her way onto this varsity club.
Yep.
30-13 is the score now after the big three by Katherman. Knight's going to bring it in now. Down the lane. It closed up quickly. Pass, the extra pass proved to be the right move there as the Knights get a two-point basket from Isabel Persons. Persons doesn't play a lot, but she's got the most size on this team that intended, no doubt, to kind of slow down the size of the Bulldogs.
Well, they needed it. Oh, there's another errant pass, unfortunately.
That one went right into the hip pocket of Coach Mesbor. She's not playing. So it'll be another Knight turnover. Bulldogs will bring it in. 2:31 left in the third. Bulldogs 32, Knights 15. The freshman brings it up the floor, works it around to the far side. Nice bounce pass into the corner. Back inside for Gazelle. The double team comes. She tries to pass out of it, and they just snatch the ball away from her. Nice steal by the Knights. Wisman drives inside, then kicks it back out to the wing, putting it on the floor, but the shot won't fall. But a nice dribble drive from Natalie Cantrell there. And we've got a foul call. That's going to go against the Knights as well.
Well, this South Dearborn team, you can tell, Terrence, works hard, tries hard.
Yes.
They're making it tough to score inside. They're just not real big.
No, they're not. And when I talked to Coach Mesmore before the game, that was the one thing she pointed to, that the size advantage was clearly with the Bulldogs.
Yep.
But they have to come in understanding that on any given day, anybody can get a win. So three ball from the near side for the Knights, no good. Rebound put back, also no good, but a foul on the play. And I see Mr. White Hoodie with the Mesmore name on the back of that hoodie is back in the building going back to his seat. So I really don't know what that was, but that whatever it was, the official asked him to leave, and now he's back.
he made the most of his short seconds of fame there, didn't he?
Yeah, they must have gave him a two-minute timeout. He's back from the penalty box. Meanwhile, at the free throw line, Bernadette Weissman, she made her first free throw. Her second on the way, she gets them both. And the Bulldogs had just doubled up on the Knights. It was 32-16 after they made free throw, make it 32-17. This ball's tipped into the third row. Stay with the Bulldogs.
South Dearborn's done a nice job in that zone.
Yes.
You know, making the passing lanes tough.
Bulldogs able to work over the height of that zone. Inside out. Straightaway three, not going to fall for Kafton. It's picked up by Wisman, and she'll work it across the timeline. Handoff now for Vincent. Vincent surveying this Bulldog defense. Bulldog go man-to-man here.
They are.
That's interesting. But it's seemed to give the Knights a little bit of trouble. Back the other way. They get it inside. This ball swatted away. Bulldogs able to regain possession. Kaufman swings it all the way around here to the near side. Back to Kaufman. Now Gazelle from above the volleyball service line. She has that one knocked away as she was in the shooting motion, Coach. So she'll go back to the line, shoot two more.
Yeah, we just bragged on their zone a little bit, and Baysfield just did a nice job getting it inside in the middle, and Gazelle's getting two shots for it.
And with the Bulldogs, with the height that they have, Coach, right? I mean, that's kind of easy for them to do, put that dig in the middle and just keep their hands above their head.
But it is, yep. I like this girl's shooting touch. She really has a nice stroke.
Indeed, she does. Sophie Gazelle, 5'10 junior, lead the score for this.
I have her with 13 at this point.
About 43 seconds left, and another Bulldog steal. Gazelle in the lane, the hoop, the harm.
Wow.
She can do it all, Coach.
Wow. Nice job protecting the basketball. Somewhat off-balance shot, but she got it up there, got the reward, and she gets the and one as well.
36-17. Check that. 37-17. Bulldogs now with a 20-point lead, Coach, here, and they did all of this work in the third quarter.
They've really pulled away.
Knights look like they're going to have perhaps the last shot here in this third quarter. They get it down on the baseline and kick it back up top. Cantrell goes inside. Not going to fall.
And a nice move there against the defense, but didn't get the finish.
A lot of banging inside, but no fouls called. It's just a simple inbounds from underneath the basket. They get it in cleanly. Thought about the three, did Cantrell instead. Puts it on the floor, dribbles twice, and just flips it in. 6 seconds left for the Bulldogs. Gazelle, back to the goal. Spin, turn around. Oh, my goodness, that one won't go.
She had it right there.
She did, indeed. 37-19 after three. We'll be back for the fourth quarter conclusion right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance at 125 Main Street in Brookville was founded in 1900, and they haven't raised rates since 1986. They're not just for farmers. Get your auto and home insurance through Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, too. Visit their website at fcfarmersmutual.org. Looking for a local insurance company with local agents? Look no further. Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance, not just for farmers.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Dominican Company, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection. Our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, Hear better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
WRBI's presentation of Sectional 29 basketball being brought to you tonight by Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, Ison's Family Pizza, Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance, Blackhawk Precision Ag. Terrence Arney here alongside the coach, Mike Hall. And we've got fourth quarter action here. Bulldogs lead as Sophie Gazelle makes the steal and goes coast to coast to put the Bulldogs up by 20. It's 39-19. Coach, that was 20 points, their largest lead of the night.
And no doubt. And that once again, they turn South Dearborn over.
In fact, they do. But work it back down the floor, do the Bulldogs. Campbell in a little out of control there with Campbell.
She wasn't getting that much pressure, I didn't think.
She goes down hard, but looks like she's going to try to remain in. But I believe Coach Taylor's going to sub her out. Got a little erratic when she was coming up the floor there.
Yeah.
The best term I could use, kind of got her head out over her skis and just never really regained her balance.
True.
Said it resulted in a Bulldog turnover. Meanwhile, the Knights launch a three from the corner. That one's no good, and we've got a Knight that's buckled over after that shot. I don't know if she came down awkwardly after the shot. I didn't see her come in contact with another player. And while they walk her off the floor, we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. Be right back with more in the fourth quarter on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag, State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
That's Maddie Hanscamp with a quick two-point basket. Bulldogs now 41-19 in this broadcast. Being brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt & Elko, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and H&R Block. Terrence Arney joined by the coach, Mike Hall, here for Sectional 29 action. Bulldogs all over the Knights, Mike, here in the second half, but it didn't necessarily start that way.
It sure didn't, and they came out with a renewed purpose here to start the second half and took control, and having to really look back, they've been able to get shots inside almost at will.
And speaking of which, it was Lydia Hanscamp, who's at the free throw right now, that got really, really deep into that South Dearborn defense. She was fouled, and she's at the charity stripe with another shot to come. Good on the first. Drains them both. Bulldogs 43-19 now.
Yeah, they've shot free throws well this half particularly.
The Knights now try to get something going in their offense. And Sainer gets in, tries to tie him up. And I believe she does.
Yeah, I've got a hell ball, and it's South Dearborn possession.
South Dearborn going to bring it in from the near sideline. They send it up in between the circles, send it right back to the right wing. Strong shot at three. That ball misses everything. Sainer briefly had it, but the Knights not giving up. They pick her pocket down the lane. And a nice extra pass inside. Foul on the play as Wisman was just about to uncork her layup. She was fouled, and she'll shoot two. Foul's going to go on Sainer. That's her third. And Wisman, good on the first free throw. Lydia Haskam's going to come have a seat here. She's been working hard here in this third quarter.
She has.
Definitely deserved the breather as Wisman makes good on both free throws, and they go with full court pressure due to the Knights. Bulldogs able to handle it, though. Kathman, behind the back, she goes, trying to keep the Knights at bay. Cottrell all over her, kicks it out to the wing, does Kathman, looking to get it back. She does, in between the circles. She's going to hold briefly here. Goes back to her dribble, and they work it around, and a good shot there was Nora Wiedemann. Wiedemann's shot didn't fall. And a little fisticuffs underneath as they try to grab the rebound. Foul's going to go against the Dogs.
Well, South Dearborn definitely is low on the high side, but they do scrap in there and make it tough.
Yeah, and early in this one, they made it really muddy and murky and ugly.
Yeah, they did.
And it allowed them to stay close with the Bulldogs.
Couldn't convert enough shots.
Cross-court pass. Almost stolen. Another cross-court pass by the Knights. They got the Bulldogs scrambling on defense. Shot up. No good. They get the rebound, and the putback is good. Two-point basket for Wisman.
That was against a taller player.
Yeah, back to a 20-point game. Bulldogs work it all the way around the arc. Sainer sends it back up to Kathman, who has her heels just on the edge of the center circle. Wiedemann, Sainer, corner three.
Oh.
Got him.
Nice patience, Batesville. Got the good shot.
Sainer has that range. Doesn't necessarily always display it, but she can hit that shot. Meanwhile, the Knights work this one all the way around for a three-point shot of their own. No good. Rebound, Bulldogs. Then a quick steal. The quick hands of Wisman. You said it, Coach. Very feisty bunch.
Well,
quick hands, and they're just constantly in those passing lanes, swatting at every ball.
You know, I think if we played eight quarters, they'd still be in there scrapping away, regardless of the score.
You might be exactly right. Wisman misses on the first free throw. She's got another one coming.
It's actually her ninth trip to the line this game, so that's quite a bit.
Missed them both, but hustle by the Knights. They get the rebound. Three ball from the corner, no good. And this time, Bulldogs able to secure it, and as Kathman began her trip up the floor, she was fouled. Just under 4 minutes left here in this ball game. As we mentioned, it was a slow start, honestly, for both teams. And you could probably tell the story of this whole game simply by the third quarter.
No doubt.
Three ball on the way for the Knights. Off the mark. Long rebound. And out of bounds, last touch by the Bulldogs. It'll be South Dearborn's ball here. Kathman's going to check out. And again, as a freshman, Kathman really gives Coach Taylor a lot of minutes. Does the primary ball handling for this Bulldog team. There's an and-one opportunity for the Knights. Wisman won't stop.
Once again, Wisman. She's going to go the line for her 10th free throw attempt, and that's a career for some people.
No doubt. In and out. Rebound secured. And Batesville back on the opposite end of the floor quickly, but a steal, and it is Cantrell that's going to come out down the center of the lane, flips it up on the rack, no good. Rebound, Bulldogs. Mitchell Taylor has just about waved the white flag here. Sainer, the long starter there. And three-point ball from the near corner.
I believe that's her third three-pointer of the game, and she obviously has a nice shooting touch.
So it's 49-25. This 24-point lead is about as big as it's been for these Bulldogs. Missed shot there for the Knights. Full court pressure, a little problematic, but Coach Taylor's reserves able to handle it, get it across the timeline, knocked away out of bounds, last touch by South Dearborn.
And like everybody getting a chance to play in the sectional game here, I believe.
And Coach, how important is it to get some of these younger reserve players some actual sectional minutes?
You just can't measure it. Whenever it is, whatever part of the game, it's just invaluable at some point in their career.
Sainer now is off the floor, so Taylor has fully flown the white flag here. Bulldogs working hard to try to get off a decent shot. And a turnover there as they were working it back and forth. Never Say Die Knights still working hard. They work it around the arc. Halfway down the lane, then kick it out. Flipped it out for Cantrell, who gets a shot up on the lid. Won't fall. Scrum on the floor for the ball. It's a jump ball. And the arrow favors the home team. And in this scenario, that's the Bulldogs.
Right in the middle of that, though, is Miss Wisman for the Knights. Boy, she's in on everything.
She really is. Tip away there from, by Vincent. Vincent knocks that one out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs side out. Dogs trying to get it down the floor. Reagan Cecil.
Nice pass.
Has it. She passed that one off to Lexi Elza.
Coach is going to use this opportunity to coach up some of these young kids.
Gotta love that. We'll take a timeout as well. 49-25 on the floor. Bulldogs on top on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of Basketball Sectional 29 brought to you tonight by Ivy Tech Community College, Napoleon State Bank, Great Plains Communications, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, and Lafferty Valley Ag. Terrence Harney alongside the coach, Mike Hall. We got about a minute left in this one. Bulldogs pulled away big in the third quarter, and here in the fourth, Coach Taylor has pulled his starters, and he's got nothing but reserves on the floor, Mike, and these youngsters making the most of their minutes.
Well, they are, and enjoy it and make the most of it you can, guys.
Holding the ball there with their heels in the center circle for the Bulldogs is freshman Ellie Westerfield.
And this is a young Batesville team, Terrence. They've got some good days ahead of them, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I just made mention of Ellie Westerfield, just a freshman. Of course, if you followed Batesville basketball for any length of time, that name Westerfield might ring some bells. There's been many Westerfields throughout Batesville history that have played on these hardwoods. Play resume. Westerfield has it there. 24 seconds left, and they're going to be content to just work this ball and run some clock. Nobody really looking to get a shot off.
They're doing a nice job holding on to it.
They are doing
that.
They are doing that. That one goes a little high. Westerfield tracks it down, gets underneath it, gathers, and then resumes passing the ball around. Inside 5 seconds down, Bulldogs got to get the victory here in round one as double zeros are shown on the clock. It's Mitchell Taylor's Lady Bulldogs with a first-round victory over the South Dearborn Knights. Your final score, 49-25. We will send it back to the station, let you hear from our wonderful sponsors. We're going to tally up some stats for you and also see if we can't get a word from the victorious coach, Mitchell Taylor. All that and more coming up on the postgame show right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and on the new WRBI app.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, Ison'sFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Decatur County Memorial Hospital presents the first annual free Women's Health Expo. This event is located in the new DCMH Rehabilitation and Medical Offices building in Greensburg. Receive free health screenings, and after your appointment, join us for pampering and brunch. Spaces are limited for the free DCMH Women's Health Expo, and registration is required. Call 812-663-1146 by February 28th to register.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back to, we'll call it the Tigers' Den here in Lawrenceburg for sectional 29 as the Bulldogs victorious in round one, 49-25. And this broadcast has been brought to you by Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring, Southeastern Indiana Fiber by REMC, Nobby Mower Shop, Margaret Mary Health, and Gilliland Howe Funeral Home. Joining us now here in the booth, the victorious head coach, Coach Mitchell Taylor. And Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on your opportunity to win and advance.
Yeah, thank you. It was a tight game early.
Yes.
But I'm glad the girls kind of made adjustments at halftime. We did a much better job on the boards in the second half and taking care of the basketball to find a way to win the game.
What in that first half, we talked about it on air. You guys came out in those first 2 minutes, really seemed like you were imposing your will, kept the ball on that end of the floor for those first 2 minutes. And then the game kind of got a little messy on both ends. What do you think that may have just been early jitters, or was it something specifically that South Dearborn was doing that kind of got you out of your rhythm?
I mean, I think it was a combination. I don't want to take anything away from South Dearborn. They've got some girls on the wings that are really quick, really athletic.
Right.
And they do a good job of making our wings against that 2-3 zone really uncomfortable. And I felt like in the first half, we were kind of getting baited into those passes they wanted us to make that they could get a deflection on.
Right.
And they turned us over a lot, yeah. You know. So what they were doing was really working. And I think our girls just kind of had to settle in. They were in such a rush to try to get points on the board quickly that we didn't take what was being given to us. So in the second half, I felt like we adjusted really well to it. But we were also able to turn them over a little bit more in the second half to create some easy opportunities for us.
Now, speaking of that second half, what was the magic elixir? What was the magic word in the locker room? Because you guys came out in that third quarter as if your hair was on fire, quickly built a double-digit lead and never really looked back.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think for some of these girls, especially our freshmen, and even some of our upperclassmen, they haven't had a lot of experience in sectional games. Right. And I think they, you know, high school kids get a lot in their head before a game, and they start to overthink things a little bit. And at halftime, we just talked about how, hey, this is a basketball game, right? We've played many this year. This is our 24th game of the year. Do what we know how to do, you know. And when I went in there, they were already talking about the stuff about what we needed to do, and they had all the correct answers. It's just about executing.
There you go.
Did a much better job in the second half with that.
Well, Coach, I know you want to be able to celebrate this. When can you hang with us for one more minute? I want to talk to you specifically about some of those players and their performance here in that first half.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll be right back with more of Coach Mitchell Taylor here from the Lady Bulldogs on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
We all make preparations for our family's well-being in case of an accident or job loss, but it's just as important to plan ahead for the inevitable, to record and communicate our end-of-life wishes to help ease the stress and emotional burden on our families. Helping our neighbors plan ahead with no cost or obligation is what Gilliland Howe Funeral Home does best. Planning your own funeral arrangements in advance is one of the greatest gifts you can give your loved ones. It can help eliminate guesswork for your family, and with our complimentary assistance, it's actually very simple to do. Give us a call at Gilliland Howe Funeral Home.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at the Tigers' Den, Bulldogs victorious 49-25 in round one of sectional 29. This action brought to you tonight by Bruns, Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, Ison's Family Pizza, Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Blackhawk Precision Ag. Coach Taylor, I appreciate you staying with us here.
Hey, not a problem.
And you made mention of these freshmen that you've got playing. I heard a coach say one time, as many freshmen as you've got started, go ahead and count up a loss, so as many freshmen as you've got starting. But that's right. Not the case with this squad. Talk to us about the confidence that you have in that young crew that comes on and gives you great minutes every night.
I mean, they're a class that they have won a lot of games together, all the way up from, you know, third grade travel teams all the way through middle school. They expect to come up and win, no matter what the level is. And it's been a big jump for some of them. But I look at the growth that they've made this year. Kaylin Kathman's a point guard for us who plays a lot of minutes, starts every game. And as a freshman, yeah, she makes some mistakes, but she'll do things on the offensive end, you know, hitting outside shots, finding the open player that makes a huge difference for us. And she's come a long way this year. I mean, just from an understanding of what I want her to do and how I want her to execute as a point guard, she's really starting to get a better understanding of what I want from her, and also, you know, she's an extension of me on the court. So as the point guard, she really does a great job for us.
Coach, talk about a girl I thought in the third quarter kind of led you a little bit there, Sophie Cassell.
Yeah.
You know, she got some points on the board, but kind of spearheaded the pressure as well, and I thought just kind of led things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when Sophie turns it on, she can do everything for us. She can rebound. She can find the open player. She can get into the lane and find ways to finish. And I felt like she did a really good job on a defensive end, anticipating passes they were making, getting tip outs, and then easy looks for us. And when she's locked in, we're at a whole different level as a team. Yeah. And she's really come on the last really like three and a half weeks of the season. Really since she got injured and was out a few games and came back, she's played some of her best basketball I've ever seen her play. So I'm really proud of just the focus she has played with, because she's always had the ability. She's just had to find a way to hone it and execute on the floor.
Well, I look down at your roster with one senior there and look at the younger kids you've got playing.
Yeah.
They've got to be gaining experience. It's going to reap dividends in the future.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, having young players to be able to play at this level and just get the experience, you know, there's, especially at come sectional time, it felt different for them tonight. They were talking about it at halftime. And we just had to understand, hey, we're going to be getting this experience, but also, how many basketball games have you played in your lifetime? It's basketball. Be comfortable, play. Yeah. Don't worry about, you know, just because it's a sectional game doesn't mean we'd be thinking differently about how we need to execute.
Now, Good points.
Now, Coach, with the way that the bracket falls, you get a little few off days here. You guys play again on Friday night. We'll take it on Connersville. What kind of challenges does this Connersville team present?
Yeah, so they're another team that play a lot of 2-3 zone, and they've got three guards who are all sophomores, really quick, all athletic. They can all kind of score from the outside. Bennett, for them, she's all over the place. I mean, she's quick. She anticipates well. She finds ways to get into gaps. She can run up and down the floor and finish into contact. Pennington and Jones are both really good shooters on the perimeter, so we got our work beat out for us. They're a very... matchup-wise, they're a very different team than us. We got a lot of size and length. They got a lot of quickness and ball handling. We're going to have to find ways to execute against them. We beat them earlier in the year, and they're going to want a revenge game.
Sure.
I mean, they're going to be motivated to play us, and I'm letting the girls know about it, and we just got to go out there and execute the way we know how to execute, and, you know, we got to take care of the ball better. That's going to be a real emphasis the next 2 days, taking care of the basketball and rebounding against their zone.
Well, Coach, listen, as always, we appreciate your graciousness with your time.
Yeah.
Go ahead and celebrate this one with your girls, and we look forward to seeing you in the next round or so.
Appreciate it, guys.
Good enough.
That was head coach for the Lady Bulldogs, Coach Mitchell Taylor. And we've got more of the post-game show coming right back to you right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Lawfree Valley Ag, serving southeastern Indiana from locations in Osgood, Versailles, and Dillsboro, has an oil sale going on now through the end of March. They're already your go-to for top-tier country mark fuel. Make them your go-to for oil, LP propane, and farm petroleum. Checked out their retail store lately? Need something for the farm, garden, or do-it-yourself project? They've got it at the Osgood store. Lawfree Valley Ag. You already go there for country mark fuel. Stop in for everything else you need, too.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars. We help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars. We help you buy them.
Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance at 125 Main Street in Brookville was founded in 1900, and they haven't raised rates since 1986. They're not just for farmers. Get your auto and home insurance through Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, too. Visit their website at fcfarmersmutual.org. Looking for a local insurance company with local agents? Look no further. Franklin County Farmers Mutual Insurance, not just for farmers.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Aerings, SCI Fiber, by Southeastern Indiana RENC, Nobby Mower Shop, Margaret Mary Health, and Gillian Howe Funeral Home. Terrence Arney alongside the coach, Mike Hall, Bulldogs victorious here in round number one. They've got Connersville coming up next. And coach, when you look at the way this game played out, and we'll talk about the numbers here in a bit, but when you look at the way this game played out, less that first half, Bulldogs looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did. They did. And it just took a few shots going in, I think, to give them some confidence and make them feel a little bit more comfortable. And once they got their pressure going, it was really pretty tough for South Dearborn to get things done.
Now, you heard Coach Taylor mention in terms of this next round matchup with Connersville. Yeah. They beat Connersville in the regular season. Connersville definitely going to be going from a coach's perspective. How do you get your team up knowing that you got a target on your back and the squad's going to be gunning for you and they're seeing you for the second time?
Well, you know, you don't have to tell kids much about that. They know, and I have a feeling they probably know the Connersville kids pretty well. And when you get to Sexville, you know, everybody does things a little bit differently. Maybe Connersville comes with a little quirk they didn't do the first time. Maybe they tweak something. So I think you have to be prepared for that. But you know, hey, it's coach also hit on this. It's just basketball. You played all your life. You go out there and play. There's a little bit more at stake, but that's what you signed up for.
Yeah, and in this game, Coach Taylor had several young ladies that did just that. They just went out there and played. Some names that come to mind, some big shots from beyond the arc for Claire Sainer. Yeah. We saw some great basketball play inside from Gazelle. He even mentioned the ball handling skill and the floor generalship of the freshman, Kathman. Yeah. He had some really good efforts here tonight.
Well, he did. And, again, as an old coach, I'm looking at that lineup and thinking, boy, he's got things pretty well set for next year, too. He's got some pretty solid players out there. And the Kathman girl does a nice job getting the ball where it needs to be on offense. Mm-hmm. And she can score if she needs to, but she's comfortable in giving the ball up. And that's not going to change.
Right, right. Yeah, and so young, so young. So if you had to pick a so-called player of the game based on the game that you saw here tonight, which one of Coach Taylor's young ladies would be that for you?
Well, I'm gonna mention two young ladies. Sophie Gassell for them. For Batesville, had 13 points in the third quarter. When they kind of turned things around, as has been mentioned, I think she kind of led the charge in a lot of ways and showed some maturity inside, long strength, got the thing up on the board quite a bit. I would say she was their player of the game. Now, my floor burn player of the game, I'm going to go with Bernadette Wiseman for the South Dearborn Knights. That girl played hard, didn't always get a lot of rewards, but stuck her nose in there, not real big. Did get, I think she scored 11 points, was her leading scorer.
And really got to the line, too.
And shot 10 free throws, and that's not easy to do. So And, you know, it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, a good opening to this sectional 29. This game here tonight, again, the Bulldogs victorious. They defeat South Dearborn 49-25. And earlier tonight, if you were with us, had an opportunity to hear first-round action out at the Whiteland sectional. And that's where the East Central Lady Trojans, they did battle there. Unfortunately, their season will come to an end tonight as they were defeated by the host team, Whiteland. That final score there, 52-23. But here, the Bulldogs, they do just what they needed to do. They survive. They advance. They'll play again on Friday night. We'll step away briefly, come right back, give you some final stats from tonight's game as we continue the postgame show on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Decatur County Memorial Hospital presents the first annual free Women's Health Expo. This event is located in the new DCMH Rehabilitation and Medical Offices building in Greensburg. Receive free health screenings, and after your appointment, join us for pampering and brunch. Spaces are limited for the free DCMH Women's Health Expo, and registration is required. Call 812-663-1146 by February 28th to register.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Postgame show continues here from the Tigers' Den in Lawrenceburg, home of sectional 29. And in the first round action, the Bulldogs victorious 49-25. They defeat the South Dearborn Lady Knights. I'm joined by the coach, Mike Hall, and Mike, you've kept some good stats for us here in this game. What was the final analysis of it all?
Well, here's what we got for South Dearborn. They go 8-for-50 from the field, 16%, and obviously that was, you know, a big issue for them. And credit Batesville's pressure to cause that. Only 2-for-23 from the three-point line for 9%. I did have them 8-for-13 from the free throw line for 63%. Again, led in scoring by Bernadette Wisman with 11 points, 22 turnovers for South Dearborn, and again, that was a result of the pressure that Batesville was able to put on, and finally in the second half, those turnovers started leading to Batesville scores. Mm-hmm. Batesville goes 17-for-42 from the field, 40%, 4-for-13 from three-point land, 31%, 10-for-14 from the free throw line, a little over 70%. And I had the leading scores for them. Sophie Gassell with 18 points, Sainer with 11, and Kathman with 10. Actually, three girls I think you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And just from what I've seen this year, they have kind of led the way all year, and probably no surprise there.
Yeah, a good night for those three young ladies as a trio, and as the old adage, players are going to play.
Yeah.
And those young ladies showed up and they played tonight. They really had a hand, as the stats tell. They had a hand in the outcome of this ball game, and they're going to have a hand in terms of how far this Lady Bulldog team can go in this section.
Well, they will. And, you know, I've always found that as teams go on in the tournament, somewhere along the line, you're going to have somebody step up kind of out of the shadows to do something. But I tell you, those guys that have been there with you all year, boys or girls or whatever, they're going to have to lead the way. And I thought those three did a nice job tonight, particularly in the third quarter when things really started going their way.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They got the victory. They did just what the adage says. They survived, and they will advance. We're going to step away for our last timeout. We'll come back. We want to give you just our upcoming schedule as the other games we're going to do this week. It was a great opening night, but we've got great basketball for you all week long. We've got to tell you all about that here right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Postgame show continues. Brought to you in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Georgia's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and H&R Block. Terrence Arney alongside the coach, Mike Hall, and it's been fun to bring you these opening night games here. We had two games that were somewhat of a one-sided affair on both ends of the East Central Trojans. They fall to Whiteland 52-23. The Bulldogs, they defeat South Dearborn 49-25. But don't hold those against us. We've got more nights of great, great basketball games coming up this week, starting with tomorrow night. We will have on Wednesday night, This might be the one for the ages, Coach. It'll be Greensburg versus Franklin County. Those two teams, they've done battle here in the EIAC in the regular season, of course. Greensburg, of course, perhaps the favorite in the sectional, get an opportunity to see them play. But I tell you, I spoke with the Lady Wildcats, spoke to their head coach, Coach Van Meter, last night at Coach's Corner. And, you know, they always talk about how teams take on the attributes and the mentality of their coach.
Sure.
And Coach Van Meter is one of those guys, and he will tell you, tell me I can't do something, because then I'm going to go do it. Yeah. And these young ladies have taken on that personality, and they've definitely got the great stacked up against them, going up against a team that has played as well, only lost four games all season long, going up against that Greensburg team. But they're ready for the challenge.
Well, and that's what the sectional is all about, is bringing out your best. And, you know, upsets happen, and everybody's going to feel like you got a chance.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Then on Thursday night, we step away from the girls' action and go to the boys' action. These same two schools will be playing, Batesville versus Dearborn, no doubt. The South Dearborn Knights, the brethren of these sisters that lost tonight, will be looking for revenge in the name of South Dearborn. And that one, that game will be played at South Dearborn. And then we will have games for you on Friday, but we need to see what happens in these other brackets before we can slate those games. So make sure you tune in to WRBIRadio.com. Click on the sports tab, then sports schedule, to see exactly what games we'll be bringing to you the rest of this week. Of course, we know what we're going to be doing on Wednesday and Thursday, but there will be games on Friday, and of course, we'll have championship games on Saturday. And, Coach, the unique part about our area here in southeastern Indiana, we have the opportunity to watch and hear from schools in all of the classes, 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. And of course, our 4A school is done for the season, but we've still got two 1A schools, 2A and 3A schools still alive. So a lot of basketball to go around.
Well, no doubt. And, you know, that'll be an interesting game here Friday night with Batesville and Connersville.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've always felt like the team that's played has an advantage because you've already got that part out of the way. And
yes,
they got their first quarter, first half out of the way tonight, and they won't have to worry about it Friday.
Yeah, and so sometimes, you know, in some ways, that's an interesting point, Coach, is in some ways people, they want to get that bye because you only got one win to get to the championship. But on the other hand, that whole rust versus rest argument steps into place, and I think I agree with you because you saw how the Bulldogs looked in that first quarter because they hadn't played in a few days, and then Connersville is just going to be that much longer that they haven't played.
Well, if Connersville comes out and does as Batesville did tonight, you know, the game may be over before they get a chance to get going.
You are exactly right, Coach. I'm going to say to you right here on air, thank you so much. Enjoyed doing the game with you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Definitely was a pleasure for me as well. And that's going to do it for us folks here tonight from the Tiger's Den. For all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, John, thanks so much for everything you do. For our colleagues in the other game, our sports director, Jim Williams, thank those guys for making the travel out to Whiteland and bringing you guys that game as well. And this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've listened to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.